And speaking of God moving, Kylie, when we go back to the beginning of all this, how did God nudge you? How did God work in you that this was a direction that you ought to go?
So I had just returned from my first missions trip to Haiti, and had been, God just completely stretched me and just blew my mind on what it looks like and how grateful these people were. And we had had an opportunity to hand out the meals from Feed My Starving Children to the people in Haiti. So I came home on the overflow, just eager to, you know, do my part or serve, if you will. And one of my duties at my job was to get rid of bread that had been that was, you know, not necessarily even a day old yet. And within days of returning from Haiti, I had this new conviction that this bread could be better used. It was not supposed to be going in the garbage can. So I started to collect this bread and bring it home, and I found myself just throwing it away at my house's garbage can because I didn't know what I was going to be doing with this. So long story short is I took this bread and I decided, well, we're going to make some sandwiches, but what does that look like? So I approached Pastor Jeff, my pastor at Serenity Village, and just kind of threw the idea out to him and said, I want to put together some sandwiches. I feel led by God. I feel convicted, and I feel like he's called me to repurpose this into something for his people. And he just immediately was like, you know what? It's been on my heart, and I've been searching for an outreach for our church to kind of just grow our effectiveness. And just as God does, he just met two things together, and he came alongside me, and Serenity Sandwiches was born. And we had no idea what we were doing, but we had faith in God. And so we went ahead and took that bread, and like I said, we sat down and got some deli sliced meat and spent way too much money the very first time, and I had no idea what we were doing, and it took us 3 hours, and there were no tags, and the sandwiches were, they were what they were, and we ended up just for a while, the first couple of weeks, taking them down to Sharing and Caring Hands, like I said, because we had an issue with finding out where to bring them, and they would just let us drop them off. First year, we put together 50,000 sandwiches. Kaylin came on board in December. The first year ended in February, the one-year anniversary. Year to date, we've already done more than that. This year, we'll do over 125,000 sandwiches this year, along with somewhere in the area of 5,000 cups of soup or something like that. And any given week, we hand out 2 liters of pop, candy bars, snacks, produce, you name it. It's just God just never ceases to amaze us with what he makes available. And it's a lot of fun for us. So.